Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I'm so happy that you all could join us today. And yes, your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. So, what is the strangest restaurant that you have ever been to? Okay, well, maybe you have never been to a strange restaurant, but there are some very interesting restaurants out there. Yesterday, we started a lesson called Adventures for the Appetite. We learned about the Conflict Kitchen and Linger Lodge. Well, we are going to continue this amazing lesson today. Today, our lesson will bring us to two very interesting restaurants. First, the first restaurant, Dans le Noir, in the dark. What does that mean? Do people really eat in the dark? You're going to find out. And Modern Toilets. Modern Toilet. What kind of restaurant is that? Okay, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's begin. Let's go.
Adventures for the Appetite. Dans le Noir, in the dark. This restaurant chain functions on a simple yet unusual dining concept, that taste and smell are heightened without sight. To this end, guests are seated in complete darkness by blind or visually impaired servers that explain the table arrangement. Diners are truly left in the dark in their seats, but also about the menu. The dishes are a surprise. Dans le Noir's brave guests must hope that the chefs don't cook in the dark as well.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 heighten 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 height, H-E-I-G-H-T, 高度这个名词。所以 heighten 是指增加或加强。例如 the disagreement the girls had heightened the tension among their friends. 这两个女孩之间的不和让他们的朋友之间紧张的情绪更加紧绷。或者是 the director thinks the movie's sound effects need to be heightened to make the plot more intense. 导演认为电影的音效可以更加强，让情节更有张力。接下来我们看的是 visually impaired 这个形容词。Visually 是指视觉上的。Impaired 本来是 impair, 损害这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指受损的或者是有缺陷的。所以 visually impaired 就是指视障的。例如 the learning aids are especially designed for visually impaired students. 这些学习辅具是特别为视障的学生所设计的。如果是听障的话就是 hearing impaired, H-E-A-R-I-N-G.
Wait, Rebecca.
Hey, get careful. It's right over here.
Oh, right over here. Yeah, okay, good.
Okay. You're okay now, I promise.
Rebecca, can you imagine what it would be like to eat in the dark or to do an activity completely in the dark where you can't see anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. And I can imagine it would be very scary and kind of even uncomfortable. I don't know about you, Gabe. It's not that I'm afraid of the dark. I'm not. But it makes me more comfortable when the lights are on, when I'm eating and hanging out with people.
Yeah, totally. You want to see who you're talking to and what you're eating. Well, not at this restaurant, friends. It's called Dans le Noir. Good old French name for you. And it means in the dark. And this does look, well, now this doesn't look like they're eating in the dark, Rebecca.
Well, no, of course not. That is just the outside of the restaurant. We haven't actually made it inside the restaurant. So, of course, the outside looks, well, it looks pretty bright out because the sun is shining. Well, anyway, friends, we are going to be talking about this French restaurant, Dans le Noir, in the dark. And we read, this restaurant chain functions on a simple yet unusual dining concept, that taste and smell are heightened without sight. What does that mean?
Ah, this is great. This is a great idea for a restaurant, actually, because you go to a restaurant to eat something, right? That's the main thing. And so if your senses are heightened, if your sense of taste is heightened, that means you can notice what you're tasting more. Okay, so you can have heightened senses. That means you can taste more or hear better or see better if your senses are heightened.
That's right. So certain senses work much better. Actually, I've heard a very interesting concept that when certain senses aren't working properly, the other senses actually are heightened. So, for example, if you can't see, then your hearing and your taste, those senses will be heightened.
That's right. You'll have a heightened sense of hearing. And I know a lot of blind people do have a heightened sense of hearing. Well, friends, speaking of sight, okay, S-I-G-H-T, there are other words that sound the same, and Stephen can have something they'd like to share about them in the Info Cloud.
Be very careful when you use the word sight. There are actually three different sights you need to be aware of. And today, we'll tell you what each one means.
Okay, let's first take a look at sight, spelled S-I-G-H-T. If you're a tourist on vacation, you'll most probably see the sights. Sights are things that people look at. You can take in the sights. And that means to go out and see all the landmarks that tourists usually visit.
And we call that sightseeing. So sight, S-I-G-H-T, has to do with our eyes. A sight is what we see.
Right. Now, the next sight is spelled S-I-T-E. This is simply a location. If you're going to construct a building, you need to have a building site.
If you're an archaeologist, you may be working in different excavation sites or digs.
And if you're a historian, you'll likely be visiting different historic sites or places where historic events happened.
And the last site is spelled C-I-T-E. This site is a verb meaning to quote or mention. You may cite an example to illustrate a point you want to make.
Okay, so three different sites in English we need to be aware of, each with a different definition. Next time you hear someone mention the word sight, make sure you know what sight they're talking about.
英文有三个不同的sight, 我们要分清楚。一个是 S-I-G-H-T, 这个sight指的是眼睛所看到的东西, 也就是景观, 因此sightseeing就是观光游览。 I like to do some sightseeing when I visit New York. 我去纽约的时候想要去观光。 另一个site是site, 表示地点场所。 一个考古的excavation site, 就是挖掘的现场。 一个construction site, 是盖房子的工地。 最后一个site是site, 这个site是一个动词, 表示引用。 比如说, can you cite an example? 你能够举一个例子吗? 三个不同的site发音都一样, 意思却完全不同。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Okay, friends, now you know the difference between those three different words, sight, sight, and sight. Well, let's continue our lesson. We read, to this end, guests are seated in complete darkness by blind or visually impaired servers that explain the table arrangement. This sounds a little, kind of almost uncomfortable to me. Because you go into this restaurant, it's completely dark, and you have people who are blind or visually impaired, so they can't see very well, and they're the ones who are sitting you down, seating you.
Well, this is all to the end of heightening your restaurant experience, right? So to review, to something's end means that that is the purpose, okay, to heighten your senses in this case. But let's take a look at this phrase. It's from the next sentence. Diners are truly left in the dark in their seats, but also about the menu, the dishes are a surprise. Okay, so if you're in the dark, if it's in a dark room, you really are in the dark, physically and literally, right? But does this phrase mean something else, Rebecca?
As a matter of fact, it does. If you were to be left in the dark about something, this just means that you don't have all the details or all the information about something. So let's say, for example, someone is planning a surprise party. So they're not going to tell you, oh, the party is for you. So of course they're not going to give you all the details. And you could say that you feel like you're being left in the dark because you know they're talking about something, but you don't necessarily know what it is.
That's right. I'm in the dark about this party. I have no idea. Hey, Rebecca, you mentioned before that your brother is in the Navy. Is that right?
Yes, my brother is in the Navy.
Are there some details about his work that he's not allowed to share with the family?
Well, absolutely. So sometimes I do kind of feel like I'm left in the dark, but I understand that that is the nature of his job, so I respect that, and it's important.
And it is important, and often this happens with people who are really important because they want to protect their families, so they don't share with them some details. You might feel left in the dark, but that's okay sometimes. Well, at this restaurant, you don't even know what you're going to be served. Don Lenoir's brave guests must hope that the chefs don't cook in the dark as well. Friends, we do have more to learn and another restaurant to learn about, so stay
tuned.
Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about some very unusual restaurants. How would you like to go to a restaurant where you are left in the dark? Yes, that's right. You actually eat in the dark, and you don't even have the option to order your own dishes. The dish is a surprise. If you're interested in this restaurant, I'd encourage you to check out Don Lenoir. Well, what about the modern toilet restaurant? That's what we're going to talk about next.
Adventures for the appetite. Modern toilet. It started with chocolate ice cream in a toilet dish, but Taiwan's modern toilet has come a long way. Guests are now seated on toilets in front of bathtub tables upon which toilet bowls are served. You won't be surprised to hear that the food includes curry and hot pot for obvious reasons. While some might not find all of this very appealing, many others have crowded into the weird restroom restaurant. Modern toilet has been so successful that it has now become a chain with locations in several Asian countries.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 curry这个名字。 curry是指咖喱风味的菜肴。 例如Britney ordered curry chicken as her entree. Britney点了咖喱鸡作为主餐。 curry也指咖喱这种食品。 例如Hot curry is too spicy for me. I can only eat the mild one. 辣的咖喱对我来说太辣了, 我只能吃微辣的。 curry也可以当动词, 意思是指煮成咖喱的料理。 例如, let's curry this fish for dinner. 我们把这只鱼做成咖喱口味当晚餐吃吧。 所以我们看的是 weird 这个形容词。 Weird 是指奇怪的或怪异的。 例如, the guy's weird behavior made everyone scared. 这个男人怪异的举止让每个人都觉得很害怕。 Weird 和 strange 不一样的是, weird 通常是让人不能理解的那种奇怪。 而 strange 比较强调的是因为不熟悉而造成的奇怪。 例如 the strange sound seems to be coming from the roof. 这个奇特的声音似乎是从屋顶来的。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Now it's time to get into this modern toilet. All right, we read here, it started with chocolate ice cream in a toilet dish, but Taiwan's modern toilet has come a long way. Yes, how would you like to have ice cream from a toilet, Rebecca?
I don't know, Gabe. That just looks really disturbing to me, eating chocolate ice cream in a toilet dish.
Well, it's ice cream, though. It tastes good.
I know, but just the look of it, the thought of it.
Oh, well, you know what? Mm-hmm. If you go to the modern toilet restaurant, you don't only have ice cream to eat. You have other options as well. We read that this restaurant has come a long way.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, let's talk about that phrase, to come a long way. If something or someone has come a long way, you could say that they have improved a lot. So let's say that we're using this phrase to talk about someone's paper, and someone wrote a paper, and the first draft wasn't really that great, but then they wrote a second draft. The teacher could say, wow, Johnny, your paper has come a long way.
That's right. She could even say, your writing has come a long way. It's improved a lot. The couple used to fight all the time, but they've come a long way. Now they know how to resolve their differences peacefully. And of course, we all know that technology has come a long way, and it's improving very quickly.
And of course, here on the screen, you see the phrase, we have come a long way. And of course, you can use this sentence pattern in that way as well. Let's say that you're working with a team, working with a group, and or on a project, and you guys have improved a lot, you can say, wow, we have come a long way.
And of course, the modern toilet restaurant has come a long way. There's more to eat there than just ice cream. Guests are now seated on toilets in front of bathtub tables upon which toilet bowls are served. And we read, you won't be surprised to hear that the food includes curry and hot pot for obvious reasons. Oh, it looks like this toilet has some chua sai inside, but I believe that is curry. That's curry. It's delicious.
Yes, delicious. It is actually edible. You can eat the food inside that toilet bowl. Now, in our lesson, we see the words for obvious reasons. If something is obvious, that just means that it's easy to see or recognize. It doesn't require a lot of explaining.
Exactly. For example, I was reading about this place called Isis. Now, Isis is the name of an Egyptian goddess. However, they were thinking about changing the name of the store, and there's a sign that read, we're in the process of changing our name for obvious reasons. We don't need an explanation to know that Isis is not a good name these days.
Well, the modern toilet has become so popular that it's actually spread to many other countries around Asia. Well, right now, it's time for the SC Challenge!
Yes! That's good. Okay, here we are, and I need to ask you your name. Please tell us your name.
My name's Joy.
Yay, Joy! Happy, happy Joy. Okay, Joy, do you know what question I'm going to ask you?
No.
All right, that's excellent. First of all, Joy is an intern here at Studio Classroom. Are you happy to be here?
Yes, it's very fun.
Yes, it's very fun.
And I love your joy.
Yeah, and this is the most fun part about Studio Classroom. Okay, here we go. Here's the question. If you could create a unique atmosphere for a restaurant, what would it be? Now, there are many different interesting restaurants out there, like the Modern Toilet Restaurant. Have you been to that here in Taipei?
No.
Yeah, well, you can, like, eat out of toilet bowls. Yeah, so if you could create a unique atmosphere for a restaurant, what would you do? Yeah, like you're going to open
really
your own restaurant.
That's such a hard question.
It's a big,
Just think about it. You can create any type of atmosphere. It could even be at the beach, like a beach theme or a mall theme. What would you like?
Probably like
a Barbie theme.
Yes, definitely. No.
No Barbie
theme. Probably Probably have a sunset theme. And hey, maybe like with one side of the restaurant be like near a beach, the other side be like the mountain, so you get the sea and the mountain, so it's beautiful.
Joy, I would love to go to that restaurant.
And you can have seafood as well as Sanzu Ro.
Yes.
Because you got the sea on one side and the mountains on the other side.
Well, here's another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the strangest restaurant you've ever been to? And what made it strange?
I don't think Joy goes to strange restaurants.
I don't think I go to any strange restaurants. I go to regular restaurants.
That's great. That means you're normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Gabe, have you been to the toilet restaurant?
I have. And I've eaten out of a toilet bowl before.
So does that mean you're not normal?
You know what? Some people might say that's true. Friends, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us for the SD Challenge. And thank you so much, Joy, for joining us as well. We'll see you all next time. And I'm normal.
Okay, here we are.
It's so dark in here. Where's the restaurant?
This is it.
I don't think it's open yet. Why aren't the lights on?
It's a themed restaurant.
Oh, no. Not again.
Dan's Lenore.
What did you say? First, I had trouble seeing, and now I have trouble hearing.
I said Dan's Lenore. It's the name of the restaurant. It's French.
Oh, what does it mean?
In the dark.
Oh, no, we are not going to eat in the dark, are we?
Yes, it will be so much fun.
It will be complicated.
It shouldn't be. The idea is simple yet unusual dining.
But what's the point?
Without sight, the taste and smell are heightened.
How will the servers bring our food? We'll be seated in complete darkness.
The servers are visually impaired.
Oh, that's an interesting touch. What's on the menu?
The dishes are a surprise.
Oh, dear. I hope the chefs aren't cooking in the dark.
Very funny.
Well, I'm hungry. Let's find a place to sit.
Sure. I can't find a table.
What is that?
I think you found it. So we should have a seat then.
Wow. Oh, that modern toilet restaurant. It's good food, but I gotta go. Friends, we'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.